Hello, and welcome to this Microsoft TechNet session on System Center Capacity Planner 2006 Overview. My name is Peter Lammers. In this session, we'll introduce you to the new Microsoft System Center Capacity Planner 2006. By the end of this session, we will have explored how to plan and implement a successful implementation with Microsoft's new System Center Capacity Planner. Microsoft's System Management family is designed to integrate many management tools and technologies to help administrators ease operations, reduce troubleshooting time, and improve your planning capabilities. The Microsoft System Center Management family products reside within the Windows Server System. One of the products in the Microsoft System Center is the Capacity Planner 2006, or SCCP 2006. We will look at how SCCP 2006 helps plan enterprise deployment solutions. We will also go over the models and simulations SCCP 2006 creates. As we go through this session, you will hear various Microsoft acronyms and terminology. While we will explain all new terms, there are some general terms from the industry or other versions of Microsoft products we may not spend time on. To help you out, we have listed out the areas that it may be helpful to be familiar with, either prior to the session or to reference afterwards. You should be familiar with managing and supporting Windows servers, especially Windows Server 2003 systems. A good understanding of Active Directory and its contents would also be beneficial. You should be experienced with Microsoft Operations Manager, or MOM 2005. You should also be experienced with Microsoft Exchange 2003. Over the course of this session, we'll cover these items in more detail. We'll start by taking a look at Microsoft's family of system management products and the functions and solutions they provide. Next, we'll look at how SCCP 2006 can help you plan an enterprise deployment of MOM 2005 or Exchange 2003. Finally, we will also go over the model wizards and simulations SCCP 2006 creates. To start with, we will take a look at the Microsoft Systems Management family. System Center is Microsoft's system management family of products within the Windows Server System. The systems management disciplines included in the System Center are Operations Management, Storage Management, Problem Management, Capacity Management, Data Protection Management, and Change and Configuration Management. This collection of powerful integrated system management tools and technologies is part of Microsoft's vision to help ease operations, reduce troubleshooting time, streamline information reporting, and improve your organization planning capabilities. Microsoft will be releasing these System Center products in waves over the next few years. The first tool we'll discuss is Microsoft Operations Manager 2005, or MOM 2005. MOM 2005 delivers enterprise-class operations management to improve the efficiency of IT operations. MOM 2005 does this by helping provide you with the knowledge to be proactive about issues. This reduces the complexity associated with managing today's IT infrastructure environment and lowers the cost of IT operations. Storage Resource Manager, or SRM, is a collection of tools that allows administrators to understand, control, and manage the quantity and type of data stored on the servers. This set of advanced tools not only helps administrators to efficiently monitor existing storage resources, but it also helps in the planning and implementation of future storage requirements. Problem management is designed for organizations that have deployed Microsoft technologies in their data center or other type of enterprise computing environment. The goal of problem management is to ensure that all problems and known errors affecting the IT infrastructure are identified and recorded. Problem management is considered one of Microsoft's Service Management Functions, or SMF. Systems Management Server 2003, or SMS 2003, is designed to make it easier for your organization to manage, support, and maintain your network over a distributed company environment. SMS allows you to provide relevant software and updates to users quickly and cost-effectively. System Center Reporting Manager 2005, or SCRM, consolidates your change and configuration information from SMS 2003 and your event and performance information from MOM 2005 to give you easy access to the reports you need to manage your enterprise. Microsoft System Center Capacity Planner 2006 will provide administrators with the tools and guidance required to design and deploy software in the most efficient manner, while also allowing for what-if analysis for future planning. What-if analysis can propose changes to the model IT infrastructure to determine the most desirable hardware configuration and architecture. The System Center Data Protection Management, or DPM, is designed to deliver a best-in-class data protection services. DPM uses replication, volume shadow copy services infrastructure, and a rich policy-driven engine to provide businesses of all sizes with better control of their recovery infrastructure, continuous protection, and rapid data recovery at the lowest TCO. Change and configuration management is a critical process that is responsible for identifying, controlling, and tracking all versions of hardware, software, documentation, processes, procedures, and all other unresponsive components in a distributed organization. The goal of change and configuration management is to ensure that only authorized components are used in the organization and that all changes are recorded and tracked. In this session, we will focus on SCCP 2006 and how it helps plan for MOB 2005 and Exchange Server 2003. Now we'll examine the SCCP 2006 in more detail. Developing reliable, scalable architecture for enterprise solutions is critical for successful implementations. When servers are overutilized or underutilized, these inefficiencies result in solutions that are not cost-effective. SCCP 2006 helps by providing best practice guidance and hardware-specific knowledge to help make solid architecture decisions when planning a Microsoft Exchange Server 2003 or MOM 2005 deployment. SCCP 2006 can effectively size an application implementation by the following. First, collect organization-specific data about the end-user workload and network environment. Next, recommend a topology with a particular configuration of servers, software, and network using predefined knowledge and dynamic performance modeling. This knowledge is packaged with SCCP 2006 and can be updated via the hardware vendor with server-specific metrics. Finally, simulate the load against the proposed architecture to measure its impact on the environment. With these prescriptive architectures, you can do what-if analysis on different characteristics. Variables can be changed to predict the potential impact of what that change will have on the server hardware performance, such as processor, memory, or disk speed. Then the simulation is rerun to better understand how to design for future capacity needs. Let's take a look at the benefits of application planning in an enterprise implementation. By following the enterprise management lifecycle, you can maximize the efficiency of any enterprise application. This guide helps to effectively size and deploy an application, operate and support the application, and optimize it over the lifetime of the application. Capacity planning is an integral part of the enterprise lifecycle by providing integration with management infrastructure and reducing user effort through automation. Effectively sizing, operating, and optimizing an enterprise application can lower the total cost of ownership. By performing architecture, hardware, and software what-if analysis, you can continuously ensure that enterprise applications and servers are running at optimal levels and forecast the impact of future changes. Now that we've been introduced to SCCP, we'll see a demonstration on sizing an enterprise application. In this demonstration, we'll explore the requirements and installation process of the Microsoft System Center Capacity Planner 2006. We'll also start looking through the user interface. Before we begin, let's take a look at the installation prerequisites for Microsoft System Center Capacity Planner 2006, or SCCP. The prerequisites are contained within the System Center Capacity Planner 2006 Express Edition Beta Release Notes. Read through the release notes before installing or using SCCP to avoid known issues with your version. The minimum hardware requirements for SCCP consist of a 1 GHz or faster processor, 512 MB of memory, and 30 megabytes of available disk space. The supported operating systems for SCCP are Windows XP Professional Service Pack 2 or later, Windows 2000 Server Service Pack 4 or later, and Windows Server 2003. SCCP does not support the Data Center Edition of Windows Server 2003 or Windows Small Business Server 2003. SCCP requires the installation of the Microsoft .NET Framework 2.0, which is available as a free beta version download. Since this release is a beta version, we do not recommend installing it on your production systems. If when you start using SCCP, you experience problems with the program, refer to this section of the release notes for resolutions to known issues. SCCP is a small, easy, and quick installation. We installed the .NET Framework 2.0 previous to this session so we can begin the SCCP installation wizard. The Microsoft Capacity Planner installation wizard guides you through the complete installation of SCCP. Accept the Microsoft License Agreement to continue with the installation. The agreement outlines the pre-release software terms. By default, the wizard will create and install SCCP to the /program/files/Microsoft Capacity Planner directory. You can specify a different directory for the installation if needed. The Microsoft Capacity Planner Disk Space dialog box provides information on all the local drives on your server. SCCP is a small installation requiring only 15 megabytes of disk space. The wizard will now complete the SCCP installation. This will only take a few seconds to complete, and then we'll be ready to start using the Capacity Planner. Now that we've installed SCCP, we are ready to explore the user interface and start creating an architecture model. By default, you'll find a shortcut called Microsoft Capacity Planner on the Start menu. For this demonstration, we've moved the shortcut to the desktop. The welcome page is your starting point for the Capacity Planner. From here, we can access the latest release notes and learn more about some of the features of the product. From the Model Wizard, we'll create an application and hardware infrastructure. SCCP creates system architecture models for Microsoft Exchange Server 2003 and Microsoft Operations Manager 2005. For the model, we'll initially enter some basic information into the model editor. After we've created this initial topology and specified the expected application usage, the wizard generates a performance scenario based on this information. With this initial model in place, we can then edit the architectural model, making detailed adjustments so it better matches your existing network. This enables you to rerun the simulations to respond to organizational changes or to help you plan for making those changes. Microsoft System Center has a collection of many powerful tools which we are now going to examine. Now that you've been introduced to SCCP 2006, we'll discuss how it's used for sizing enterprise deployments. The System Lifecycle and Performance Planning Model shows the operation lifecycle of an application. System Lifecycle and Performance Planning Guidelines help size, design, and deploy, operate and support, and then optimize an enterprise application throughout its life. SCCP enables administrators to effectively size the application implementation. Sizing applications involves analyzing your organization's current network configuration and workload and predicting the changes implementing a new application will have on the network. After sizing an application and deploying it, you can then perform what-if analysis to prepare for future performance issues. When following these steps, administrators can then make appropriate system changes to optimize an application's availability and the server's utilization level. Now that we've covered the system lifecycle and performance planning, Let's discuss why sizing is hard. Sizing is hard because there are many business IT variables that need to be addressed when planning for an effective and cost-efficient software implementation. Being able to compile a detailed and accurate analysis report before an implementation gives you the power to effectively deploy software and have the highest possible server utilization and application availability. SCCP 2006 helps perform sizing for upgrades and new software installations by providing a tool set that simulates the changes to an enterprise network and helps the administrator architect a reliable and scalable architecture. SCCP 2006 enables administrators to effectively size an enterprise application implementation by collecting organization-specific data about the end-user environment. Then, recommending a particular topology using predefined knowledge and dynamic performance modeling. The knowledge base is packaged with SCCP 2006. Finally, simulations can be run against the proposed architecture to measure its impact on the environment. Now let's look at how SCCP 2006 helps. Capacity Planner provides an easy way to identify the hardware, software, and architecture required for an organization to deploy an enterprise application. It can also provide prescriptive architecture recommendations tailored to the requirements of the enterprise. Capacity Planner simulates the user workload on a model of the IT infrastructure. It calculates the utilization of each device of the infrastructure, including servers, disk subsystems, LANs, and WANs. Based on this information, an administrator can determine if the proposed deployment will meet performance and future capacity requirements. Capacity Planner can calculate the latency of the key transaction running on the infrastructure. For example, an administrator could calculate the latency of an email sent from one branch office to another, in the case of Exchange 2003. If the delivery time for the email is unacceptable, Capacity Planner provides analysis to guide an administrator to upgrade specific hardware components in the critical path of the transaction. An administrator can propose changes to the model IT infrastructure to determine the most effective hardware configuration and architecture. This way, an administrator can be confident that any new hardware purchases will meet the specific requirements of the organization. Administrators can also experiment with various software options. For example, an administrator could determine what the potential impact on the MOM server would be if the MOM server would monitor additional servers or rules on a server. Now that we've discussed how SCCP 2006 helps application sizing and deployment, we'll look at the key benefits of using Capacity Planner. In this demo, we will create a site topology profile, usage profile, and hardware profile using Capacity Planner 2006. In this demonstration, we will create an architecture model for a Microsoft Exchange Server 2003 implementation. Again, SCCP currently can only create models for Exchange and MOM implementations. As we continue to develop SCCP, we'll continue to add support for other products. First, we need to create a site topology profile, which includes the number of branch exchange sites, the number of central exchange sites, and the network connectivity between these sites. You can model up to a total of 100 sites, 5 central and 95 remote sites. Contoso currently plans to deploy Exchange Server 2003 to 4 central locations. Central sites typically use higher speed connections between them, support a larger number of users, and serve as the hubs for the company's branch offices. Later in the wizard, we'll provide unique names to each of these central sites. We'll need to include 15 branch sites in this topology to support Contoso's global messaging infrastructure. We'll specify the available bandwidth between these sites. This information is key to the Capacity Planner as your bandwidth determines how many users your network can support. For the bandwidth between the central sites, we'll use a fractional T3 WAN connections. This should be sufficient for the network workload. We will leave the percentage of available bandwidth for the application at 70%. For the bandwidth between the branch sites and the central sites, we've leased T1 lines to reduce our infrastructure operational costs. This should provide enough bandwidth for these services to function properly on our model. These options are organization-specific and will be different in your organization. SACP provides you with the detailed options to customize your model to accommodate the types of enterprise applications and services your organization requires. In this step, we'll provide information to create a usage profile for the Exchange users. The profile contains information about user distribution across all the sites and about typical usage patterns. This page actively calculates the total number of users in your organization based upon your inputs. Keep an eye on this field as we configure our topology. For our branch sites, we'll estimate 50 users per branch. For increased simulation accuracy, user count may be edited on a site-by-site basis in the model editor after we complete this wizard. SCCP limits the number of users per branch site to 10,000 users. Earlier, we specified that we have 4 central sites. We will now give each central site a unique name, enter the number of users at each site, and will specify whether the site has a direct internet connection. Our main location has 250 users in Seattle. Each site does have a direct internet connection, so we'll select this option throughout this page. Our New York location employs about 250 users. We support our European operations through the London office with about 150 users. We've also recently opened an office in Sydney with another 100 users. SCCP limits the number of users per central site to 50,000 users. Now that we've specified the average number of users per branch and the number of central users, we need to tell the capacity planner about the average Exchange end user. You can choose from 3 predefined levels of mail usage: light, medium, and heavy. You can also create a custom mail usage level if necessary. The capacity planner uses 6 variables to determine the stress level on the server. The light profile estimates that your average user stores 5 megabytes of data on the Exchange server, receives about 5 emails per day, and only sends 1 message per day. The medium profile calculates the server load based on an average user mailbox of 25 megabytes, receiving about 25 email messages per day and only sending 5 per day. The heavy profile assumes that your average user stores 100 megabytes of data on the Exchange server, receives about 100 email messages per day, and only sends 20 per day. When we adjust any of these settings, notice that the usage level changes from the preset setting to a custom setting. The capacity planner allows you to adjust any of these settings to better represent your actual Exchange usage. In this section of the model editor, the wizard creates a hardware profile for the deployment. You can view and edit the hardware information about the computer hardware used in your performance scenario. This profile contains information about the recommended server configuration, SAN configuration, and whether services should be consolidated. The model editor suggests the server configurations listed here. With the hardware configuration in place, we'll take a look at the model summary. This summary provides a quick review of the information we provided before we create the global topology model. This model will support the organization's Exchange deployment across 15 branch sites and 4 central locations. The summary shows the total number of users in the organization. We also see the number of central servers at each central site needed for this Exchange deployment. The model wizard displays the hardware configuration for each server as well as their associated roles. Now we'll examine the uses for SCCP 2006. Now that we've seen the necessary variables when creating a usage profile, we'll take a closer look at the model wizard. Now we'll examine sizing an application with the SCCP model wizard. With the SCCP model wizard, you can create a deployment blueprint in 15 minutes. The model wizard includes high-level organizational data by allowing you to pick from architecture templates. You can also select the type and number of servers from the library. The wizard will optimize the collected data and produce a recommended architecture through a simulation. This helps guide administrators in placing hardware and software across an enterprise. With an advanced simulation engine, SCCP simulates the load against the proposed architecture to measure the impact on the environment. The simulation engine can handle up to 300 servers on 100 sites. A simulation of that proportion will typically run in a few seconds. The simulation will predict the impact of the change on servers, the network, hardware, and the application. The results are presented on a performance dashboard, displaying utilizations and latencies. The reports can also analyze potential bottlenecks, consolidation opportunities, SLAs, and effective troubleshooting methods. These reports can be saved in Excel, Visio, and Excel formats. Capacity Planner Model Editor has an inductive user interface for effective reasoning and business decision making. The Model Editor allows administrators to change configurations and rerun simulations to better understand how to design for current and future capacity needs. Now that we've explored the Model Wizard, let's look at what-if analysis. SCCP 2006 provides architecture, hardware, and software what-if analysis to determine the most desirable network configurations for your organization. The ability to perform what-if analysis provides administrators with the ability to determine the impact of adding new users, servers, or sites to an enterprise application. With SCCP 2006, we can build a virtual replica of our existing network and then simulate the impact of deploying MOM 2005 or Exchange 2003. Then we can review the simulation results and address the recommended changes that are needed to most effectively deploy our proposed application. After making the adjustments to the most desirable infrastructure recommendations, we then rerun the simulation to view the results of the proposed network changes. This allows you to determine what configurations will work for the best for your organization. What-if analysis also allows for continuous application optimization throughout the life cycle of that application. This value of being able to proactively manage enterprise infrastructure helps improve overall performance and allows for higher application availability and better server utilization. Overutilized servers result in performance degradation and loss of productivity. Underutilizing servers is inefficient and not cost-effective. We've discussed the model wizard and what-if analysis. Now we'll take a look at some simulation results. The results summary displays the proposed transaction latencies, bottlenecks, and hardware utilization. These results give excellent visuals of server utilization and transaction latencies and enable administrators to make educated decisions about the most effective hardware for your organization's infrastructure when implementing an application. You can also click Most Result Items and open associated reports that provide detailed information about the results. The model editor displays central, branch, and office topologies. The topology view gives an administrator a logical view of the topology for every branch and central site of the organization. The branch view includes the specific servers and their respective roles. The topology map does not show networking equipment, such as switches or routers. The model editor also allows you to further define the infrastructure after you initially identified it in the model wizard. Now that we've covered application planning and the uses of SCCP 2006, let's create a new system architecture model using Capacity Planner. In this demonstration, we'll use Capacity Planner to create a new system architecture model using the model wizard. The Global Topology page view encompasses the entire simulation model. It includes the offices and WAN links between offices. From the Global Topology view, we can see all 15 branch sites and all 4 central sites. We can also see which sites are connected to which in the WAN. You have the ability to click and drag the objects in the Details pane to better organize the layout. From this page, we can perform common tasks like the adding a new site or a WAN. Any change made here will also be saved. From the office topology view, we can see a single office. It includes the LAN, WAN, and computers. This diagram shows the Seattle Central office. We can also drag and drop the objects in the office topology viewer as well. In the office view, we can access the different sites in our organization. We'll take a look at a branch office now. Notice that we can see what type of Outlook users there are at each site. With its advanced simulation engine, SCCP will simulate the estimated load against the proposed architecture to measure the impact on the environment. The simulation engine can handle up to 300 servers across 100 sites. The simulation engine predicts the impact of change on servers, the network, hardware, and the application. A simulation of this proportion will typically run in a few seconds. During the simulation, the engine calculates thousands of transactions and operations. SCCP has completed the simulation, so let's view the results. From the results summary page, we can explore a general overview of key statistics from the simulation. This information will give you a good idea of how the model would perform in your performance environment. By carefully examining the statistics, you can make informed decisions about the proposed exchange deployment. The simulation results have been broken down into two categories with several useful views. The first is the utilization results. These reports provide information about the utilization of servers and their hardwares. The latency report view provides information about the maximum average transaction responses in the proposed architecture. This summary view displays a set of bar graphs showing each of the statistics for each office. For example, this table shows those offices with the highest average latency per transaction. As you use your mouse to pause over each bar, it displays the transaction name and the calculated latency time. This table lists the servers with the highest CPU utilization according to the simulation model. This utilization is based solely on the workload of Exchange on your server. If you have multiple roles on a server, you can use these results and compare them to the current server baseline. Here you can see the network utilization for your organization. Notice that the utilization of these NICs is very low. To the right, we can see the longest transactions in the simulation model, with the opening of Outlook web messages taking the longest amount of time. These results are designed to give you a quick insight into the overall efficiency of the proposed architecture. In this report, we can see the resource utilization for the entire organization. To look at a specific office, we can filter the output based on the values in each column. The table lists information on specific servers, resources, and the health status of each server based on our model. The Utilization by Role report focuses on the roles of each server. By looking specifically at the Outlook Web Access role, we are only provided with statistics for our hub sites. As we specified earlier in the session, there are the only sites with a direct internet connection, so all OWA access would go through these sites. The Utilization of Connections report has been split into two sections, summary of site-to-site and site-to-internet links, and details of site-to-internet link. Let's focus again on the Seattle's internet connection. We can see the percentage of and bytes per second utilization. When focusing on the Seattle link in the top pane, the report lists the statistics for the connection between Seattle and each of the other three central sites. The Latency by Transaction report lists all the application transactions and their average or maximum latencies. Let's look at all the available group details for this page, which includes the transaction and site. we can see the transactions for each site and the respective latencies. By filtering the statistics by transaction, we get an overview of how each messaging task will perform on this network. Use the hardware editor to view, edit, and add computer configurations, device configurations, and thresholds. While SCCP includes many predefined configurations in its library, you most likely will need to define a configuration that more closely represents hardware configurations in use or planned for use in your deployment. The Computer Configurations page shows you which machines are being used in this simulation and their hardware configurations. You have the ability to edit these computer configurations or add new computers to the list as needed. Multiple devices per configuration are possible. However, you cannot add a device to a computer configuration unless it is already defined. When you create a new computer configuration, its name is automatically generated and can be modified. You can copy user-defined computer configurations by right-clicking a computer configuration. To add devices to your new computer, click Add Device. You can click View to change the device type you want to add. You can use this page to view, edit, and add disk, CPU, and RAID device configurations. The Device Configuration page shows detailed information about the disk and CPU configurations. The devices are shown with manufacturer, model, and device-specific information. The Capacity Planner uses this information in this table to calculate the throughput of each server in the model. Use the Threshold Settings page to set the threshold values for CPUs, disks, NICs, and WANs. The threshold indicates acceptable levels of utilizations for these devices. If the Capacity Planner calculates a server to be running beyond these levels, it will mark that server as a point of failure. Before leaving the hardware editor, make sure you save your changes to the hardware library. After completing a successful simulation, you can export the summary results to an Excel file. You can use this information in the Excel file to add actual cost information to the detailed list of resources. The detailed report is saved in the same way. Now let's export our global topology to a Visio file. The Visio file will contain the global view only, no office topology views. This information lets you view the global arrangement of your organization. You can also view each labeled site and add additional information with Visio. For later use, we can save the model simulation results. If you exit SCCP without saving the scenario, you'll have to recreate it from scratch. The architecture models are saved as scenario documents with the file extension .pas. Now that the simulation results are saved, we can edit the model and rerun the simulation at a later date. In this demonstration, we've covered the processes of creating an architecture model, running the simulation, and editing the Microsoft Exchange Server 2003 model. Now let's summarize what we've covered in this session. Capacity Planner helps plan reliable and scalable architecture for enterprise application deployments of MOM 2005 and Exchange 2003. Capacity Planner 2006 plans more efficient deployments and reduces TCO by simulating proposed configurations based upon organization-specific data and determining the most desirable implementation outcome. SCCP 2006 helps plan for the future of your organization infrastructure by delivering performance reports, assessing architecture choices, providing server consolidation, and assessing current architecture to improve performance and availability. To get more information on the products and technologies we have covered today, we have some online resources available that can help. For the most comprehensive technical information on Microsoft products, visit the main TechNet website at www.microsoft.com/technet. Additionally, visit www.microsoft.com/technet/mgt-41 for more information on books, courses, certifications, and other community resources that relate directly to this particular session. There are a number of other resources that are available from Microsoft. Microsoft Skills Assessment is a free online learning tool. It's an easy way for IT professionals to check their skills. You can quickly check your skills for implementing or managing Microsoft products or business solutions. Just take a short 30-question assessment and see how well you know your stuff. The Skills Assessment includes a personalized learning plan, which includes links to Microsoft Office official curriculum, specific TechNet articles, Microsoft Press books, and other Microsoft learning content. There is also a way to measure how well you did compared with others who took the same assessment. Microsoft Skills Assessment is an expanding learning platform. Available now are assessments for Windows Server 2003, including Security and Patch Management, Exchange Server 2003, Windows Storage Server, Microsoft Office 2003, and VisualStudio.net. If you want to take your skills assessment to the next level, a number of certification programs are available. In a highly competitive IT job market, how can you differentiate yourself from the next candidate? The Microsoft Certification Program provides that edge. Earning a specific accreditation provides objective validation of the ability to successfully perform critical IT functions. Embraced by industry professionals worldwide, Microsoft Certification remains one of the most effective ways to reach long-term career goals and is a surefire way for companies to develop and retain valuable IT staff. There are a number of accreditations available, starting with the basic Microsoft Certified Professional, or MCP. You can choose to go and become a fully certified System Administrator, or MSCA, or System Engineer, MCSE, or a Desktop Specialist, MCDST. Away from the infrastructure side, the MCDBA certification covers the SQL Server products. For more information about the certification program, visit www.microsoft.com/learning/MCP. This session was brought to you by TechNet. TechNet has gone through some changes recently, which I'm sure you'll find interesting to hear about. To help explain this in more detail, I'd like to introduce Holly Dias, Senior Marketing Manager for TechNet.
Many of you may be familiar with TechNet events and the TechNet website. But have you ever realized the benefits of being a TechNet Plus subscriber? A TechNet Plus subscription is the most convenient and reliable resource for IT professionals evaluating, managing, and supporting Microsoft technologies. With a TechNet Plus subscription, you can evaluate Microsoft software without time limits. This benefit allows you to try products at your own pace and make informed decisions without worrying about the software expiring. TechNet Plus evaluation software includes the latest Microsoft operating systems, server applications, and Office products. With TechNet Plus, you can also save time resolving technical issues. TechNet Plus subscriptions include a range of support options, including the complete Microsoft knowledge base delivered each month on portable media, and two complimentary professional support incidents to address your technical roadblocks. TechNet Plus offers centralized access to current, authoritative technical guidance, software, and support resources from Microsoft. IT professionals around the world rely on TechNet Plus every day to help them build their technical expertise and be successful in implementing Microsoft solutions. For details, visit www.microsoft.com/technet/subscriptions. On the subject of TechNet resources, the new TechNet support page outlines all the support resources available for you. The enhanced TechNet troubleshooting and support page outlines all the ways IT professionals can get support assistance from Microsoft. From free online support options to subscription-based support, you'll find all your Microsoft support resources in one location at www.microsoft.com/technet/support. TechNet also provides a number of community resources. There are a number of free resources available on TechNet. You can attend a regular chat with members of product groups or technology specialists from Microsoft, or you can attend a webcast where you can see sessions like the one you've just watched, but presented live and with the ability to ask questions as you go. You can also read or post questions in public news groups. The TechNet newsgroup page lists the available groups and provides an interface from which you can read and post messages. TechNet Plus subscribers can use these groups to post their technical questions, and because they are subscribers, are guaranteed a response to any technical questions by next business day from community experts or Microsoft support professionals. The main community site provides a comprehensive list of resources available, more than we can ever cover on this slide. Plus, the page has some dynamic features with continually updated content. The events page provides dates and details where you can attend a TechNet event live. These events take place around the world and provide the opportunity for you to talk with Microsoft specialists face-to-face. And finally, TechNet columns provide a variety of topics written by industry authors. Thank you very much for listening to this session.